Welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is Turn It Up Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. Listen, it's whatever you want it to be, honey. It's April 14th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya and Zimbabwe. I do have members in the UK and Germany. And, of course, my honorary member in India, Karan Patodi. Listen, I may get to play some music back around Patodi on today. His debut album is Studio 3311, which debuted on last year, and he is still burning up the charts, y'all. Now, listen, y'all, do me a special favor. On today, while you're on Facebooker, y'all know we sats on Facebook all day long. I don't know why in the same hill we sats on Facebook all day long. You know, just chit-chatting with everybody. But anyway, it's called social media. Social media, okay? Listen, let me break this down to you. But first, I want y'all to use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate. Listen, special music showcase for Paul Flannery. He got some great stuff, and I'm going to put it in your ear on today, okay? Also, I have a music showcase and a music salute for Swing Entertainment. Swing Entertainment. Y'all going to hear some music from Swing Entertainment. But let me get back to this point. Y'all know Mama always got something to say. You know, they call Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, all them, you know, different sites. They call it social media for a reason. You know, I be reading posts here and there on Facebook, people saying different things. You know, some kind of way, we, you know, now I ain't going to say we because it ain't me. Some of the people's got social media twisted. So listen, social media, places like Facebook, that is not the place that you go to get your therapy, okay? You don't go there to get your therapy. So now, if you need therapy, you go to your psychiatrist, you know, sit down and have a chat. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because for some reason, when people post stuff on social media, especially on Facebook, everybody is reading all in between the lines, trying to figure out, well, who they talking to. What's that all about? Is they talking to me? Ain't nobody talking to your silly ass. Okay, ain't nobody talking. It's a post. They call it a post. It's called P-O-S-T. P-O-S-T, that means you post, you know, for the day or whatever you're talking about. It's called social media. It's not called the social psychiatrist, okay? Now, listen, y'all, when we post some stuff on social media, that's all it is. It's just a post. My Jesus, that's all it is a post. Ain't talking about nobody. Everybody, who they talking to? Is they talking about me? They trying to say something? No, ain't nobody trying to say nothing. It's just a little old post. So now if you need to sit down and talk to somebody and you go to therapy, that's what therapy is for. Instagram, you know, that ain't therapy. That ain't the place you go to get your therapy, okay? If you need to talk to somebody this week, okay, now that's Mama Lesson for today. Stop looking at Facebook talking about, I wonder who they talking about now. We ain't talking about nothing. We just doing a poll. Good God from Zion. And most of the time, we're doing business. Okay, it's all about business. It's social media. It's media. You know what I mean? So anyway, let me get on down to the get down. I got some good stuff. This song is called Roses, 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 Roses. Y'all know I love this song. It's by Paul Flannery. Okay, and it is a wonderful song. It is great, and I really do enjoy it. And I want y'all to take a listen to Roses, Roses, Roses. It is beautiful. Y'all take a listen. Here we go. Come on, engineer. Cue me up.
Roses.
All right, all right. That is Roses, 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 Roses. That's Paul Flannery Roses. Now, I want you guys to check out his website. I want you to take a look. It is BEACON Beacons. Once again, it's BEACONS.AI/ and then Paul Flannery. Okay, let me say that one more time. It is BEACONS.AI/ Paul Flannery. You can also find him on your favorite streaming platform. Of course, he's on Spotify, Tidal Wave, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, iHeart, Deezer. And so you can take a look and find him on your favorite streaming platform. All right, listen, I'm going to play some more from Paul Flannery a little bit later. But now listen, listen, I got some really good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. You know, it's all good stuff here on the Fierce Female Network. And let me say this before I get into the next song. I want to thank Google. Who do you go to when you want to thank Google? You know, I woke up one morning, and I had all these free ads for the Fierce Female Network. See, listen, let me tell y'all something. This is the reason why you want your music played on the Fierce Female Network. Now, I'm telling you, this is no lie. I'm not kidding. I did a search for a customer, and next thing you know, I see all these advertisements that I did not place on Google. I said, Lord, have mercy. I got free ads for Google, Amazon Music, Audible, Apple. I said, gee whiz. I said, is this for real? So y'all know what that means. Y'all know what I'm going to say. That's driving a whole lot of traffic to each and every show that's on the Fierce Man Network. I say, this is just amazing. It is phenomenal. So you know what? I really want to, I don't know who to go to thank, you know, for doing it. I don't know who did it, but thank you. Thank you so very kindly. I really do appreciate that. That is just wonderful. Now listen, let me get to the next song. The next song is very, very nice. Y'all going to love it, love it, love it. This is, too sweet, too sweet, too sweet. Y'all take a listen to this.
Take a ride to the sunny side of the street. Tag along with the people you wanna meet. Living life like they heard in a song. But they got it wrong cause they made it too sweet. You should have stayed in the shade and out of the heat. But they poured you a drink, gave you goodies to eat. And though it seems all your dreams have been restored, you could get bored cause it tasted too sweet. Don't ignore what's in store or you'll end in defeat. The pessimist can resist, have a pleasant surprise, and avoid the lies that made it too sweet. Trust in the crowd, it's always just your conceit. Like that cloud of golden dust at your feet. When they say come away, it's too far to drive. Always take the cake and don't make it too sweet.
name. That's Sarah Eisen. I'm telling you, she say, don't make it too sweet. And she right. Don't make it too sweet. Let me tell y'all why she right. She right because when y'all make it too sweet, then you can't get rid of them jokers. I am telling you, honey, when you real, real sweet, and you come across one, a fella, or the fella come across a lady, whatever, you know, and, you know, you think the person's okay, everything's going along fine, you being just sweet, you just being yourself, just be like me, just be yourself, being sweet, and then you discover you done got a hole of a booger bear with a big old crazy nut in the middle of it, and you can't get rid of the joker. I done had them guys, so listen, let me tell y'all something. I done had so many crazy nuts, I can smell them before they get to me. Now, see, I've been well-trained on what them crazy people look like and what they smell like. Okay, so now I don't get entangled with them kind because I can feel their energy and their vibration before they get to me, and I cross the street. I go across the street, so I don't get entangled with the crazy ones. You know what I mean? Yeah, honey, I'm telling you what's true. See, listen, y'all better listen, y'all better listen, y'all better listen. You better check out the book and read the book a little bit, okay? Read it a little deeper, okay? Then you'll find out what you're dealing with. But now I got some more music. Y'all know Mama got to entertain and give y'all a little life lesson. Okay, now listen, this song is Take It Away. It's by L. Swing and the Alchemist. Woo! Oh, my geez, let's check this out. Take it away, take it away.
Don't you know me? I'm the boy next door, the one who's got no legs. And don't you know me? I'm the creep in your corner, crazy in the head. Can you take it away? Can you take it away? Can you take it away? Be the same, yeah. And don't you know me? I'm your open metal where you dump your trash. Don't you know me? I'm your rundown building, throwing rocks through my glass now. If your hands have no fingers, if you gotta gouge out your eyes, if you wanna get to heaven, you gotta die, gotta die. Can you take it away? Can you take it? We'll be right back.
All right, that is L Swing and the Alchemist. That's an introduction for L Swing and the Alchemist. It's going to be a special music showcase and music salute for the artist. Yes, you're going to hear more from this particular artist today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So listen here, it's going to be a five-star experience, okay? So when you come to the Fierce Female Network, it is a five-star experience, right? With the music. Now, listen, y'all, I'm pretty much out of time. As always, it's been a stone cold blast. Now, listen, y'all, check it out. I'm going to be back later on this afternoon. More music from Paul Flannery. I got another one from Paul Flannery. It's going to be Roses as well as another little treat. Yes, I found one that I really, really like. So I'm going to play another tune from Paul Flannery, another song that I really, really enjoy. Now, listen. It's been a stone cold blast. Y'all be good to one another. You don't go out there throwing rocks and stones, because you, when you do that, I'm telling you, the building's going to fall on you. So don't throw no stone. Don't throw no rock. If you don't want a building falling on you, don't throw no stone on nobody to ever.
You motivated. You winning.